Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with TG Watkins. He is the director of stocks over at Simpler Trading, also writes the Profit Pilot website. I will post a link below to that website. That's where you can follow along with TG pretty much on a daily basis, also on the Simpler Trading website. TG, last time you and I chatted, about 3 weeks ago, you had mentioned that you were moving, or you had moved more into cash. You saw some weakness on some of the charts that you followed closely, and especially some of the higher flying tech stocks, let's call them, and you were waiting for some lower levels, some better entry points. We've definitely seen some weakness in these markets and choppiness, really, over the last few weeks. Where is that taking you with your strategy? Have you started to enter some positions now?
You know, what would be very interesting is anybody who listens to you and listens to my interview specifically to see about the whole saga of where I've been with all of this. So if anybody's new picking up on this, I mean, it would be very interesting to look back at the last couple of interviews that we've had, because each time it's like, okay, you know, went to cash and then we found the bounce and then I'm looking for the retest of lows. Okay, we're going about to go long. And then now it brings us to today. So what happened was the last time we spoke, I was looking for price to come back down and start retesting some low areas and actually catch some moving average supports on these lower timeframes, and then I thought we were going to get going. But that was like on a Wednesday. And so on Thursday, immediately the next day, the patterns did not hold. The moving averages did not hold. And so I had to immediately say, oh, nope, that's not working. Okay, back out. You know, we stopped out of a couple. We exited the rest. And these things didn't work out. And so when we're looking at this, then we have to say, hey, this isn't working out. And then, yeah, we go back into cash and we reassess. We step back and say, okay, so now what's happening? And so what's happening now is that I'm looking at a lot of these names that I was trading, and they weren't testing the tops of the low areas. They're going all the way back down to that last major low, the thing that took the whole market down basically on individual names. And now we're at basically true double bottoms. And this is really the telling point. Is this going to hold, or is it going to fold? And we don't know yet. I'm looking at NIO right now, right back down at $35, which was the previous low. We've done the double bottom. Now, are we going to get a bounce? Probably. But if we get that bounce, is it just going to be a fake bounce into some resistance before it breaks lower? Or is this going to chop around here and continue to break lower? Or is this actually going to be a true double bottom? It's going to hold and we can start going long again. I mean, I'm watching this along with everybody else, and we don't know. Everyone's fighting over price right now to figure that out.
So TG, are you tempted at all to short any of these when or if you see a bit of a drop below that recent bottom?
You know, I'm looking at that. That technically would be a short signal, but then you run the question of, well, how much meat is on that bone? Because there is also a concept about an undercut and rally. And so if price breaks below that, you know, the rest of the market people, the people who are really savvy, you know, the professionals, the big funds, they know that everybody's testing this right here. And so there is the possibility that if they break price a little bit lower, you run everybody's stop, you get people short. And then what you do is you run them right back up. You run over the people who went short. So now you have extra bullish buying. Then you got extra liquidity because you just ran everybody's stops. So that is a possibility too. If these break these lows, then I'll have to keep working it and see if we can use something like the 15-minute 50 on the way down for guidance. I do have a list of names that have been doing that. So I'm actually teaching a class in about an hour from now, and I'm going to be showing them some live examples of a lot of names that have come into their previous lows, like NIO, and have actually broken lower, continued lower. And I want to show you that that is a fully possibility of things that can happen out there. What I prefer to do is kind of find ones that I think have more meat on the bone. One of those situations, I'm actually looking at, say, JP Morgan. And the reason I'm looking at this is because if I look at the daily chart, I think that there's still room to come down before you find support. And then on the hourly chart, it's running right. It's like a fresh short entry if this works. And I always have to say if, because it may not. But if this is going to work, it's because it's running right into a fresh downtrending moving average on the hourly chart, and that's a possibility for that to work out. So it's a very, very mixed market out there.
Is there a lot more fear that you're seeing in the markets then because of this pullback, or is that simply just a pullback from some pretty escalated levels, even when you consider some of these moves like NIO, how far ahead it got from its 50-day moving average? More of a natural pullback or more fear coming into the markets?
Gosh, you know, I'm not sure if I'd actually quantify this one as fear. I think a lot of it is either uncertainty. A lot of people have been talking about the end of quarter rebalancing and end of month and all that stuff, and I'm not even sure that's it either. I think we have a lot of currents underneath the surface that are kind of moving things. You know, we had the interest rates go up so high with the TNX. We had the dollar that's going up. We've got all this uncertainty. We with our stimulus that's coming out, you know, and our possible inflation and all the dollars that we've been printing, people are thinking, okay, well, taxes are going to have to go up, and what's that going to have to do? There's a lot of people having to make a lot of recalculations, and I think that more what it is uncertainty, just complete uncertainty of where do we go, what are we doing, and where's the next strength going to be coming in from?
Any idea where that next strength might be? Because we have seen a pretty significant rotation. You mentioned a bank there. The bank stocks, financials broadly, have been doing much better than tech.
That's true. But just like everything else, there is a point at which they have run too far and they will roll over. You know, again, I referenced NIO. NIO was on an absolute tear. And then it said, oh, I'm too high, rolled over. Space, Virgin Galactic, same thing. Tesla, same thing. Crypto, you know, Bitcoin was running up and ran too far and rolled over. So then I look at something like, you know, JP Morgan. It's doing great on the surface, but I'm also looking at things that tell me, boy, this thing is high. And I'm looking at these lower time frames and says, and it looks to me like they might be doing a pullback, and that pullback might turn into something worse. You know, that's what you never quite know, is where is this going to go? And then, you know, I'm looking at maybe some of these reopening plays. Look at Carnival Cruise Line. You know, it pulled back over the last few days, even though it along with the reopening plays were some of the names that were actually strong while the rest of the market pulled back. They are having their day in the sun to where now they're starting to pull back. You know, looking at the airline ETF, it pulled back. So I'm really not seeing a whole lot of much. Gold has been getting pummeled. Silver is going down. You know, if we look at GBTC, which is cryptos, it's basically going sideways, but it hasn't done anything yet. I'm just not seeing a ton of things that I can really, you know, put my finger on.
So TG, where does this lead the markets? And it sounds like you're still very much in a wait and see time frame or mode. How long can you sit in that mode? It sounds like we should be getting some clarity sometime.
Well, how long can I sit in this mode? I can sit in this mode in perpetuity. The more question is my subscribers. You know, anybody who is paying money to come to us and say, hey, we want your expert advice. And if we're not, you know, if we're not producing, if we're not making good trades, you know, some people get that. They're like, man, you know, I would be losing my shirt if I wasn't at least listening to you. And you're telling us, look, there's nothing safe here to go work with. Then I'm happy to be paying for that kind of information, because we don't know what we don't know. And if you're a new trader and you're trying to get in this, you're going to be trying to make trades everywhere, and it's just not going to work. And you're just going to keep getting losses and death by a thousand cuts. So in that case, it can be valuable. I have a lot of people telling me, like, hey, thank goodness, you know, you put us in cash, and thank goodness you're telling us it's not working. But at the same time, look, I'd love to be making money here. I'd love to be taking trades, but this is a very challenging market, and I'm just not seeing a whole lot of consistency or something that I can rely on as far as trade setups.
Any significance that we are at the end of the first quarter 2021, and, well, ending on this note is showing a little bit more weakness compared to what happened really at the very start of the year, but now this weakness has crept in?
Well, the very start of the year, actually, this began in November. This really started in November when the vaccine came out and the new administration came out. So the beginning of the year was actually halfway through this move. I really consider this move to be this, you know, bull market that I was doing well in to be about 4 months. So that makes January, you know, half that. And all of this pretty much stopped mid-February or early February. And it can just take a long time for all of this to rebalance. Like, how long does the market need to go sideways before everything has cycled to lows, built a base, and then can go back up? I do hear a lot of people talking about this quarter end and rebalancing, but I don't know. I just can't see anything yet. Nothing's holding. I'm even looking at cannabis, and, you know, cannabis is at a double bottom, and I see divergences with my indicator, but it hasn't actually held any of the moving averages. It could potentially keep going lower. And this is kind of where we're at right now.
Any other key markets then that you're watching broadly to give you some heads up here? Or is it still just individual stocks trying to trade if it bounces or if it breaks down?
I am watching every sector I possibly can, even oil. Oil broke lower, like USO broke lower mid-March. and it's been trying to chop around and go sideways and find some support. If we look at TLT or TNX, the bonds. So they're inversely related. And last time I spoke to you, I said, hey, the TNX is at a point at which if this were a normal stock, it should start running out of steam. It should start pulling back a little bit. And it kept pushing a little bit further, but now we're starting to see that action. It did pull back last week. We've got a little up motion now. And basically, I'm looking for some sideways to down at this point for the TNX. That should relieve some pressure on equities. But, we might still have a lot of reconfiguration to do. A lot of people are redoing calculations to figure out, okay, what's going on? We even look at, say, how about the ARK ETFs, ARKK and ARKG and ARKW. They're all at the previous lows. They're all at double bottoms. The question is, are they going to hold? And we can see the price is hanging out there, but it hasn't confirmed. And that's really what we're going to have to probably watch this week is, do they hold? Do they start turning moving averages into support? Do they actually start going up legitimately? Or are they going to kind of meander around a little bit and continue to breaking lower? We're really just at a decision point right now.
All right. Well, TG, I look forward to when we chat in another 3 weeks to see what decision is being made by these markets. It's interesting to see how we're ending this quarter, but who knows if this weakness continues to creep into the markets or if there is just another pop and this turns out to just be another great buying opportunity again for equities broadly, especially in U.S. markets. TG, great chatting with you, buddy. I will post a link to that Profit Pilot website and I'll follow up with you in a couple weeks. Thanks again for your time.
Yeah, thanks. We'll see where the saga continues.